trees, the old large pine trees, you know, died of old age, and they were lightered and had a lot of rosin in them, and strike a match and it'd catch, you know, like it was oil had been poured on it, you know. And
yeah.
Of course,
that was that real rich.
The real light, rich, lighted.
Fat wood.
Fat wood.
Yep.
And everyone had a big pile, maybe it's half as large as house around his house, and before you start the winter out, you know, to build fires. And
yes. I bet you had to cut a lot of that.
Oh, I did. I'm telling you, growing up, was never a spare moment. If I didn't have to go to mill on Saturday to take corn or grain to grind, well, either you, I or and maybe a black boy had to saw stove wood or firewood, something. In other words, there was never a spare moment on the farm. You had to work 6 days a week. Worked every day except Sunday, was for sure.
Yes, sir.
Unless it was going to school.
Uh-huh. And when you went to school?
A little one-room schoolhouse over there where I went, or two rooms part of the time. Usually 2 months in the summer, July and August, and then of course out and start picking cotton, and then start back about the 1st of November and go to March and out again, you know, and working in the fields.
Yes, sir.
Of course, they, the men, if they'd finished the crop, they were splitting rails to build the fences and repair those, or clearing new grounds, more land. There was work all the time, of course, clearing the new grounds. They'd cut a lot of wood, you know, firewood and those things. And of course, a lot of it wouldn't be utilized all. Be burned there. I've seen trees that were enormous, probably 3 feet. In diameter, you know, just burned there, and materials piled around them and burned until they died. And then, of course, they usually would never get near all of the timber off of the fields. And after about a year or two, usually have a storm long in the spring and blow all those trees down and fall on the crops. And that was really some ordeal then, to go behind and clean up all of those trees that had fallen. In the meantime, of course, all the cultivation was done with mules, you know. Well, some had oxen, we didn't. Always had mules to pull the plows. But gather all of that, and always broke a lot of the corn and cotton down and those things.
Yes, sir. Now, when you built the fire, you know, they all sit around them. Was there kind of a raised, a shelf out in front of the fireplace?
Oh, yes, we called it a hearth, you know. It was raised up usually several inches, anywhere 4 or 6 inches higher probably than the level of the floor. And, of course, there, he had a light at all, it was kerosene lamp, and a lot of the reading was, the fire was used about a brighter than, of course, that around there. And, you know, either we were studying or